Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me, and it's time for our weekly Friday NCAA football picks. Giddens, game one, go.
I just want to change my my game that I'm going to from high school.
We're past that point. You're late for
Hell
the
City Homewood.
Is there a food place there you want to go to or something?
Homewood has. I'm up
Is
there
it
pretty
at Homewood?
Frequently. Yeah, it's at Homewood.
The Great Wall.
Great Wall's good. Oh yeah,
Great Wall.
Great Wall is very good.
All right.
There's all sorts of stuff downtown, but anyway.
Game one, college football.
All right, so game one. Let's see. We actually got a Friday night game this week.
Hey, wait a minute.
Tonight.
How did we do real quickly? How did we do last week?
Oh, yeah. Let me run over that right quick. So last week, Alex continued his role. He won again 7-3 on the week. David, you went 6-4. And I, for the second week in a row, went 500, 5-5. So that puts us... Alex, excuse me, in the lead, 46-24. He's got a two-game lead over you, David. You're 44-26, and I'm five back of Alex and three back of you, 41-29.
It would have been worse if Oregon State lost.
I called that one. I called the 1-7 team getting the dub.
Lucky. Right.
Who's
Lucky.
First on the list today?
So first off, we have a Friday night contest. And it's in the American. You got to love the American Conference.
Go ahead and put
Close
me down.
Close to Veterans Day.
Go ahead and put me down for a loss. I'm not picking this game.
But this is an important game. It could be. You could be seeing a future Auburn coach on the sidelines in this one.
I could care less.
Tulane travels to Memphis. Memphis 8-1. Their lone blemish on the year against UAB. Tulane 6-2. This one tonight, 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Memphis, 3.5-point favorites at home.
I'll go first on this. I'll take the Tigers. I just think at Memphis they're tough to beat.
I'm starting to wonder if Summerall hadn't already been contacted by not just Auburn, but possibly multiple programs. That team seemed to be off last week against UTSA. So I'm gonna stay with you, David. I'm gonna go Memphis at home as well.
I'll make it a clean sweep, Memphis. Tulane looked pitiful last week. Memphis has really rebounded after that loss to UAB and looks confident. Give me the Tigers.
So we all go Memphis, the Fighting Kamore Harrises, for the Friday night contest. Now we jump to Saturday, and this one is not necessarily close on the line, but it was a very intriguing game coming into the year, and it's still intriguing, but not for the same reasons. Number 2, Indiana, for Big Noon kickoff, heads to Happy Valley to take on the coachless Penn State Nittany Lions. This one on Fox, 11 a.m. Central Time. Indiana, 2-touchdown favorites on the road.
I'll take the Hoosiers. Penn State's awful. They're, I don't know what's going on with that program. They need to get a new head coach in there, help out, rebuild that roster, get a new quarterback in there. Indiana's playing lights out. Granted, they haven't played anybody. I don't even think Oregon's that good of a football team. Give me the Hoosiers still.
You know, this one's smelly. Anytime you got interim coaches, it's smelly. It just scares me. I just don't think Penn State can win. I will say this. I think Indiana wins, but they do not cover. I think it's closer than 2 touchdowns.
Indiana's kind of been not just beating teams, but really trying to make a point week in and week out, dropping 50 almost every single week. They did have a very close game with Iowa, which is really besides the road game at Oregon, which you expected to be close, and it was still a 10-point win for them. Indiana's dominated everybody. Penn State showed something in the first half last week against Ohio State, but then they fell off in the second. I think Indiana rolls in this one as well, so we'll all take Indiana in Big Noon kickoff. Now we jump to its counterpart, and it's also game day. 7th-ranked BYU undefeated heads to 8th-ranked Texas Tech, 8-1 on the season.
You ought to star in a horror flick. You know why?
Why?
You really like you just really love cutting me and watching me bleed.
Why is that?
Just go on.
It is college game day.
I don't care what it is. I don't care who's. I don't care.
Two top 10 teams.
I don't care if the Japanese are coming to invade. BYU.
The surprising thing about this one, even though BYU's undefeated, Texas Tech 10.5-point favorites. No love Did you set this line? No love given to BYU at all.
They shouldn't get any love. You picked them two times last year. They're going to host a playoff game. Did they even make the playoffs? No.
They did not. They did not.
Go ahead. Step out there on that limb.
So, last year I was a BYU fan.
And this, you are this year.
I've picked against BYU.
You put them on the schedule every freaking week.
I've picked against BYU, and they've won anyway. But I just feel like the talent on Texas Tech's team is so much better than BYU's. I don't know what BYU's offensive line is going to do against the guy like Romello Height and company. I just think Tech, I don't know if they win by 10, but I think Tech gets the job done at home.
All right. So game day is in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Who you got, Bal?
I'm going Red Raiders. Spent a lot of money in the portal. Probably spent the most money in college football in the portal. And David Bailey, the linebacker, leads the country with 11.5 sacks. And people are saying if he was at an Alabama or one of these higher profile programs, there'd be conversation about him in the Heisman race.
Well, I'm gonna go Red Raiders and not Marion County.
Red Raiders all the way?
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, I gotta start picking. I'm gonna have to start picking things I don't want to pick.
BYU right now if they were playing St. Elmo's.
BYU's going to end up winning this game, making us all look foolish. But I just don't see it happening.
I wanted to pick them because I picked them, I think, twice this year, and they hadn't done me wrong. But that's the point where
it just seems
third
like
time's a charm.
And Tech has to win this game.
I got another wager with you, Bauman. If BYU wins this game tomorrow, okay, I don't know who they're playing next week, and I don't care, but if they win this game, I'll bet you $100 to a dime he has them on the schedule next week.
It's going to depend upon if it looks like a close game or not.
TCU next week. 6-2 TCU.
Yeah, that line probably won't be close enough, but well, I mean, it depends upon what other games are also happening.
Go Red Raiders. Let's go.
All right, so we'll go back to the Big Ten. This one's 2:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS, I believe. Yeah, CBS. 7-1, ninth-ranked Oregon, who got disrespected by the committee in the first ranking reveal this past Tuesday, going to the 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. Oregon 6.5-point favorites on the road, but Iowa, you know, they're starting to get some respect here. Do you guys think that Iowa can win this one at home and kind of vault themselves into Big Ten consideration?
They don't deserve this respect. Who have they beaten? Come on,
I don't
know.
I have no idea.
See, that's the problem with this whole thing. And we worry about Oregon getting disrespected in the first playoff poll. What does that first playoff poll really mean? Nada.
It gives you nada. An idea.
No, it gives you nada.
I mean, I would prefer if we did it like college basketball and just had a reveal show.
Absolutely.
That would be my preference,
okay,
but that's
tell
not
me
what
this.
They do.
How many teams, and you don't have – Bauman, I don't want you to look this up. I don't really want an answer, but I can bet you that almost half the teams that were in the initial playoff poll last year did not make the playoffs.
I think it was 10 out of 12.
In the initial?
Yeah.
No. Nah.
I think Clemson was not, and there was one other team that was not.
Okay, well, either way, I'm just saying it doesn't mean a thing. Give me who are we even picking? Give me Oregon. Their best player was their punter for 4 years, for Christ's sakes.
That he does have a point.
Iowa's offense was putrid for quite a while.
Still is.
Oh, well, So if you look at the last few games, they put up 41 points on Minnesota.
Defense and special teams.
Minnesota.
25 points on Penn State in a win.
Penn State 30 with the interim coach.
37 points on Wisconsin.
How many did Alabama score on them?
I'm just talking about their points. 38 points on Rutgers.
I'm talking about who they put those points on.
Auburn's, they didn't put
Auburn
points on anybody.
Score this many points
if
Iowa teams.
Played in the SEC, they wouldn't have scored 40 points all combined. Let's go.
I mean, maybe not. If they played, you talk about woulda, shoulda, coulda, if and buts were candy and nuts. But
yeah.
Iowa does play in the Big Ten, not if they played in the SEC. And Iowa has put up points this year compared to other years.
So who's your pick, Giddens?
I'm going to go Oregon.
He gives this huge spiel about Iowa needing respect.
I'm just defending the logic.
Up all of these points.
I'm
going with Oregon.
I'm defending the logic. I'm not defending Iowa.
You're defending the duck.
But Oregon. All right, I think you know they basically fired James Franklin. Because Penn State was considered a very good program when Oregon beat them in double overtime and everything fell off the track. So now that's viewed as a bad win, I guess, by the committee because Penn State isn't what we thought they were. But I think Penn State was playing a lot differently at that time and thought they were a lot better, and their players had confidence and their coaching staff had confidence. I think Oregon's a better team, and although their resume doesn't show that, I think Oregon gets the job done on the road.
This game, there's a 100% chance of rain in this matchup. Oregon played in that last week and really did struggle against Wisconsin. And we just talked about how Wisconsin's a pretty bad team. I'm going to go Iowa to pull off the upset.
So I defend Iowa, but I pick Oregon. And then Alex flip-flops. But hey, this is what I need. I need you to pick opposite of me so I can actually make some ground up. So that's fantastic.
He don't really care what you need.
I got a two-game lead. I got two games to mess around with. And this is a good one.
No, you got two on me. You got five on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can mess around.
This is good. Keep messing around.
Keep messing around,
Oregon's going to win this game.
Catch you, but
Oregon's going to win this game. All right, final game of the non-conference, and this may be a loser gets fired game. We're going to go to the ACC.
Oh my God.
What do you guys have against the ACC?
Just call
horrible
it
conference.
Out. Just call it out.
It appears to be because if anybody got the most disrespect from the committee, it was the
committee.
Atlantic Coast Conference.
Call it out, Giddens.
Wait, so which one would be better, David, for you? A committee like the playoff or the AP poll? If they went just by the AP
poll? Neither. Just wait until the season's over with and then give me a committee with a selection show like you're talking for basketball.
So you do a
This
you
means
do,
nothing.
You do like the committee
yes,
approach.
Yes, but not now.
I prefer the BCS. I wish we go back to the BCS.
No, I want the committee, but I don't want it now. It doesn't do any good.
But
I'll go ahead and pick this game. Where's this game at?
Well, I gotta pull it up and show you the because I had to look up Iowa's schedule.
It's at Clemson. I'm not going to say Death Valley because they ain't killing anything there anymore.
Okay, go ahead and tell us who you're going to take in this game, Bauman.
4-4 Florida State, 3-5 Clemson. Clemson's 1.5-point favorite. 6 o'clock on ACC Network. It didn't even make an actual network that you – I mean, it's Florida State, Clemson, and most of the country can't even watch it.
Who you got, Bow?
I'll go Clemson solely based on their defense. One of the better defenses, if you look at the players on it, supposedly supposed to be in the country, hasn't played up to that as majority of the team hasn't either. But I still think Clemson gets right here and Dabo saves his job again.
Dabo's not getting fired, guys. I'm sorry. He could lose the rest of them all the way. He's not getting fired. He can leave if he wants to for more money somewhere else. But what you've done for me gives you a little trump over. You're not getting fired. But Clemson's going to win this game, and Norvell is getting fired.
Wake Forest 2 weeks ago beat SMU and then absolutely got throttled by a Florida State team 42-7. Meanwhile, Clemson, they have just looked terrible at times this year, especially defensively. 46 points to Duke at home. They gave up. What was it? Almost 40 points to Syracuse in Syracuse's lone ACC win.
All right, so
I think Gus and the bus runs all over Clemson, and Florida State wins on the road, and there are serious discussions about Dabo's future at Death Valley.
You can forget
See,
that.
I'm the only one that can make that claim, Giddens, because I called Brian Kelly getting fired.
I'm not saying that Dabo necessarily does get fired the day after the game, but there's going to be a lot of rumblings after they lose to Florida State.
I'm fixing to tell him in one quick assessment, you don't get a rebuttal. You talking about committees and rankings. Let me tell you something about rankings, okay? I'm just going to mention a few words for you right here. Rankings. Florida. Florida State. Clemson. Texas. Michigan. All of those teams were in the top, 12 in the country. Penn State. And when we started the year, LSU. Where are they now?
I mean, Texas is top 15.
Four of them don't have coaches.
They've lost to the Indianas and BYUs of the world.
Four of them don't have coaches. And we want to talk about freaking rankings.
be taking a break. We're going to talk SEC, or was that?
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and then
I got to have a break after trying to pick Montana State.
We'll go to we'll go to where it just means more.
Friday morning, the Bagpipe Brothers in here, and I'm kind of glad we're off of those Mickey Mouse type games.
You mean the Big Ten games where the last two national champions have come from?
Yeah. Okay.
One cheated, though.
One did cheat. Yeah.
You only had one Big Ten game in your whole five.
No, I had two.
Two. Yeah, but
let's get to the SEC. I'm tired of Big Ten.
Yeah. One of them was Iowa. I mean, let's go. Give me what matters more.
All right. So we'll start 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. Top five ranked, the Georgia Bulldogs. Who's that coming down the track?
Turn around and go back.
Oh, well, you're supposed to mimic what I say, but
I hope they go back. I can tell you where I really hope they go.
They're going to Starkville.
I hope they turn around and go back and take a detour somewhere.
To take on the now winning team in the SEC for the first time in, two plus years? The Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Where are you going?
Bulldogs versus Bulldogs. Georgia's 9.5-point favorites.
Which one gets the milk bone and which one gets the bone?
I said earlier this season I was never picking Mississippi State again.
And then you did.
I picked them last week to beat Arkansas, and I was really worried going into the fourth quarter that I had messed up again. And they beat Arkansas barely. Don't think they get it done against Georgia. Georgia's too good of a football team, but I do think Georgia's a little bit overrated at five. I think if they had the gauntlet that Alabama had this season, they would have at least two losses. Give me the Bulldogs to get the win against Mississippi State.
Okay. All I'm going to say is ditto. I agreed with everything he says. They're overrated, but they're good enough to go in the Starkville and win.
Yeah. So I was looking at Heisman stuff, and I didn't realize just how well Gunnar Stockton's been playing. And he's actually getting pretty good Heisman odds at this point. I don't know. He doesn't have the star power for me to make it to New York. But, I mean, maybe he's got an opportunity over these last few weeks to improve his stock and possibly get there. But it doesn't happen Saturday because Mississippi State knocks off a top five team at home. Georgia has squeaked by way too many times this year. And if I'm going to make up ground anywhere, it's going to be right here. The Bulldogs from Mississippi State beat the Bulldogs of Georgia. Coach Fawcett, I'm sorry.
Wow. What do you think about that there, Bow Wow?
Giddens, I told you last week to put the shovel down.
Hey, you did that when I picked Oregon State to win. So maybe, maybe.
It'll happen again. He has said some things, you know. I mean, he really has said some things.
As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
And now he's taking the wrong Bulldog. Okay, go ahead. We'll let you keep moving backwards.
Hey, I got to make up ground somewhere, so
it's not going to be there.
It'd be really bad if I made up ground, even more ground with the Iowa game.
That would not be good. I could see that happening too.
Where are we going?
Maybe we'll differ on this next pick. Number three ranked Texas A&M, 8-0, heading to Columbia to take on the 22nd ranked Missouri Tigers, 6-2 on the year. This one, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Texas A&M, 6.5-point favorites. And if you went by analytics, Texas A&M should have been the number one ranked team.
Still an overrated team, in my
opinion.
We're
still talking about freaking rankings.
They matter.
No, they don't. Not right now.
But they're going to matter.
If Texas A&M loses the rest of the season, this ranking this week doesn't mean a daggum thing.
Here's why I'll say that the obviously the last ranking means the most, but the first ranking means the next most, because this tells you what the committee's perspective is. What do they care about more? Eye test? Analytics? How you're playing now versus how you're playing earlier in the season? Or do they weigh it all evenly?
All right,
and this tells you what they think.
All right, I'm going to get in your head and see what you think. Are you going to step out on that weak limb with this game? Go ahead. You go first.
No, I think Texas A&M wins this game. Missouri's to a backup quarterback. Missouri's defense.
Actually, it's a third string.
Third string quarterback. So, you know, it happened in Missouri last year. I remember the Alabama game when Brady Cook was out, and Missouri looked absolutely terrible.
Drew Pine.
I can't imagine it goes too well for Missouri. Defensively, they may show something. They've been good there all year. But A&M's just got too much firepower. A&M wins this game comfortably.
A&M is one of the probably top three most overrated teams in the country. 8-0 and has played the easiest schedule in the SEC.
However, this game is still easy.
Again, the only teams that are really going to play this season that have a pulse, Notre Dame, who you could argue is kind of eh right now, and Texas, who's also pretty eh right now. Missouri, backup third-string quarterback.
They beat Vandy.
Oh, Vandy. Ooh.
Oh, no.
They didn't play Vandy.
Yeah, they didn't play Vandy.
They beat LSU and got Brian Kelly fired. That's about the best thing they've
done.
That's
pretty good. That's
the best thing they've done for the SEC.
That's pretty good.
So who are you going with?
I'll take A&M, but again, if they had gone, like Georgia, if they'd gone through the gauntlet that Alabama went through, I think they have two or three losses.
They beat Auburn.
The school for the deaf and blind could beat Auburn.
Is that Kentucky?
Yeah.
Well, they did.
But we beat Arkansas, so that's...
Who cares?
And Arkansas almost beat A&M. That was a closer game than our game with them was.
All right, so you guys are taking A&M?
I'm taking A&M.
I'm going way out on that limb. I'm going to say A&M wins, too.
Yeah, I don't know how Missouri is going to do anything with a third-string quarterback.
All right, where are we going next?
What do they think? They're Ohio State in 2014 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Giddens. Best game of the week.
Best game of the week? Yeah, it is best game of the week at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. 3-5 Florida taking on 3-5 Kentucky. 3.5. There's so much 3-5, 3-5 versus 3-5, and Florida's 3.5-point favorites.
Well,
3-5. Who you taking?
Kentucky pretty much used every bullet in their horn last week. I just don't think they can do it 2 weeks in a row. Florida's not a very bad football team. They actually should have beaten the Georgia Bulldogs last week.
Oh, the refs helped Georgia so much in that game.
What has that been a theme for this year? I mean, come on. That's every week.
They want to help them against Mississippi State.
Well, I'll tell you not right now. Florida's still a pretty good football team. What did we say week one? They have the hardest – where Texas A&M's had the weakest schedule. Florida's had the hardest schedule in the nation. Give me the Gators in this. I don't think Kentucky can do it 2 weeks in a row.
Florida played inspired last week. Looked like a lot better football team with Billy Napier gone. Didn't have that monkey on their back worrying about if he's going to get fired or not. And I think it repeats this week. They're playing well, and they beat Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, in Kentucky's win over Auburn, they still looked – putrid at times offensively.
Oh,
10 points.
Horrible.
And I think, you know, Florida's schedule that they faced, very tough. And, you know, you look at some of the comparable opponents, I think Florida's fared much better against those teams than Kentucky has. So give me Florida.
Clean sweep across the board. How many more we got?
You think it's going to be a clean sweep here too?
Yeah, probably. You go ahead.
5-3 LSU heads to Bryant-Denny Stadium. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC to take on the fourth-ranked 7-1 Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama 9.5-point favorites. This is Frank Wilson's first game in charge.
Coach Adam Fawcett on the Coach's Canteen on Wednesday night. He called the shot. He said LSU comes to T-Town and goes home with a win.
I think Coach Limbaugh called it too.
So what do you guys think?
Frank Wilson was Kane Womack's position coach in college.
He taught him everything he knows.
Yeah. This is the perfect picture perfect game that Kalen DeBoer has lost the past couple of years. Unranked team, everybody's just writing Alabama in to get the win. I'll be at this game. I'll take the Crimson Tide because if they don't win, I won't be at work on Monday.
Oh, he's gonna pull a Jeremy Law.
Yeah.
All right. So what you say, Giddens, on this one?
I do believe in the interim. Fired your coach, you get a bump for one game. But I wonder if the bump is only good to keep it close versus actually winning. I mean, Alabama kind of had their Kalen DeBoer scare at South Carolina and then somehow magically pulled it off. I feel like this team's got a little bit of that just X factor to find ways to win in close games. If the Florida State game had been close, they would have won it too. But Florida State just kind of pulled away in the second half. So give me Alabama at home. I think it's closer. I think LSU covers, but Alabama gets a win in a one-score game.
David?
Well, you know, I've thought about this one for a while. Got to throw it out there, man. that first game of the year against Florida State, they were not ready to play. Since that game, they've been the best team in the country with the exception of maybe Ohio State. And their quarterback is going to get an invite to New York. I'm telling you, unless he just has an absolute debacle this Saturday night or at Jordan-Hare, Ty Simpson's going to New York, and he may very well bring home the trophy with him.
It's incredible how he's how perception of him has gone from preseason to now.
I'm telling
preseason, David and I were discussing, at what point does Ty Simpson get benched for Keelon Russell?
Yeah.
Even after the Florida State game, people were saying he should be benched, and I'm one of the people that sat there and said he was like the only person outside of Jeremy Bernard offense that gave any effort.
Yeah, he played fantastically in that game. It was not his fault at all.
He made throws in the Missouri game that I haven't seen another quarterback in college football, not even Beck, not Stockton, not Arch Manning. This kid made throws that were right on time, right on the money when his team needed him to do it. That's called a leader. He's leading this team. If Alabama does not turn the ball over much, Saturday night they win. So I'm taking the Tide.
So we all took the Tide. All right, I guess that's it for this week.
No, Giddens.
Oh, wait, there is one more game. I forgot what. There's one more game. 3 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. We'll jump back in time. The Auburn Tigers, led by interim head coach DJ Durkin, head to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores, coming off their loss to Texas, 16th ranked in the country. Vandy, 6.5-point favorites. You know, Auburn may need this game to get bowl eligible.
What are you talking about, May?
Well, they could beat Alabama and Mercer.
Auburn needs this game. They need this game for more reasons than bowl eligibility. But, however, bowl eligibility is big in this day of college football. I don't want to pick this game. Just put me down for a loss.
You don't want to pick it?
Nope.
You're forfeiting your pick.
Well.
Is this like some sort of superstition thing?
You go first, then. I want to hear what you got to say about your buddy DJ Durkin.
I don't know if he's my buddy, but I know that the players are inspired since he's taken over. They seem to be pretty positive about the change. Obviously defensively, but not just defensively, offensively as well. We're going to find out what Derek Nix's actual play calling abilities are this week, because he's in charge of the offense with Freeze's departure. The thing, though, is that Diego Pavia has had Auburn's number, not just at Vandy, but at New Mexico State as well. And Durkin was a part of that. So there's a lot of challenges ahead for Auburn on the road. I think Vandy still believes that they've got a path to the 12-team playoff. They cannot lose again. And I think Auburn, just like they have all year long, plays well defensively, keeps it close, but Vandy wins in the fourth quarter.
Crazy concept. One person calls the offensive plays. Be the first time in 2 years Auburn has that.
If you're to believe what Freeze says.
I have no idea what the play calling of Derek Nix is going to look like, because I don't know what it looked like before. That might spell trouble for Vanderbilt's defense, but Diego Pavia in the offense played well last week, just fell to Texas in a 3-point loss. I still think they want this game more than Auburn does. And they'll get the win against the Tigers.
Well, you know, you said something about the team was inspired. Well, when they come out of the locker room for the second half, they weren't very well inspired on the defensive side, because a 12-play, 77-yard drive was the difference in the ball game. Okay? I'm just calling the shot here, okay? I like DJ Durkin. I like what they've done with the defense. But this week, they've got Pavia's number, and I'm going to tell you why. What has Auburn done? If Auburn has done one thing, Michael Giddens, to exception all year, what has it been?
Stop the run.
Thank you. Vanderbilt is predicated on running the football first, and then they'll hit you with play action. I'm telling you now, if we shut that run down and make him one-dimensional – We've got to score. I get it, and I think we will. Because I think another thing Vandy does not do very well. How did Alabama beat Vandy What'd they do offensively?
Run the ball.
Thank you. That's our best bread and butter. And I think we come out and do it Saturday. And I think we upset the Vanderbilt Commodores and put a squelch on their playoffs.
I hope we do as well. And if we don't, I hope we at very least keep them under 24 points, because we'll stay as one of the only three teams in the country that have not allowed a team to score more than 24 points.
So we all went on a limb this week. I went on a limb with Iowa. You went on a limb with Mississippi State. He went on a limb with Auburn.
Yeah.
I like my limb a lot better than y'all's. Vandy's still Vandy. I'm sorry. And Iowa's still Iowa. They couldn't score if they were playing in a bucket.
It's going to rain, though. It's going to rain.
I don't care if it comes a hurricane. They couldn't score if it was in a bucket. Come on.
Oregon knows how to play in the rain, though.
And who was your limb?
I picked the Bulldogs to beat the Bulldogs.
That limb's going to snap.
That's probably the thinnest limb.
That limb's fixing to snap.
Georgia's got multiple games this year they should have lost. And I think Mississippi State...
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Mississippi State will finally beat them. They'll be the team that manages.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
All right.
Auburn should have beat them. Florida should have beat them. Who else?
Auburn should have beat them. Florida should have beat them. Alabama did beat them.
Ole Miss should have beat them.
Ole Miss should have beat them. You're right. Tennessee should have beat them.
Tennessee should have beat them.
I went into overtime. Should have never been
there. They should have five losses.
Hey, should have, would have, could have. We'll see you on the flip side.